Blue Cross Blue Shield is the most popular plan. I think about half the people in the federal program are in it, and most retirees are in one of the Blue Cross plans. And Walton Francis of the Washington Consumer Checkbook.
The guru on this stuff.
Right, and David Snell of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees both say that all things being equal, if premiums are a concern at all, that you can switch from Blue Cross Standard to Blue Cross Basic and using preferred providers and get comparable service, and you'll save yourself a lot of money. There are other good plans out there to look at, GEHA, and there are a variety of plans. If you have time, and I would suggest you take it, go to federalnewsradio.com, click on My Smiling Face, and get some back columns. And there are about seven or eight, and we go through things like catastrophic coverage, plans for singles, plans for families, plans for retirees with and without Medicare. And this gives you the best buys as rated by Walton Francis. But you really do need to hurry.
And there are a few exceptions where you can get an extension to today. But those are really few and far
between.
They're
very few and far between. It's a good point, and people shouldn't count on it. But if you're retired, for example,
right,
and you did not get the brochures you requested, you can sort of create your own mini open season. But again, if don't do it just because you procrastinated, because it may be forever until you get those brochures and your open season starts. And of course, coverage begins January 1,
right,
so it's not that far away.
And if you didn't do it, and do you just wait until next year? And
if you do nothing, you will stay in the plan you're in now. Now, if you're one of those HMOs that's dropping out, I think the default is one of the Blue Cross options,
right,
for you. But for the vast majority of people who do nothing, they will remain in the plan that they're in right now throughout the year 2011. The saving grace, you know, I hate to beat up on people for not doing it. I'm Mr. Procrastinator myself, but all of the plans are good. They all have, some have better catastrophic than others. Some
really, what we're talking about here is you could save
up to $2,000, right, according to Walton Francis, in premiums and out-of-pocket costs. But the bottom line, as long as you're in one of the FHBP plans, you have much better coverage than the average American.
And overall, so you're fairly taken care of. It's not like you're walking around without insurance,
exactly,
or something crazy like that.
Exactly.
And so, you know, don't panic about it. You may want to use this to think about next year and to at least look at those things, or does everything change by next year?
They'll constantly change. The benefits are going to change, and nobody knows exactly what impact this Affordable Care Act, is going to have on the federal program and others. But one thing I would remind people, the 5-year rule, and that is, in order to carry the federal health program into retirement, or in order to have it in retirement, you must be covered by one of the FEHBP plans, doesn't matter which one, but one of those plans for the 5 years prior to retirement. So if you're piggybacking on your husband or wife's private sector health plan, enroll in one of the FEHBP plans in the column, in our federal report column. It lists plans for best buys for those people. Just get a low premium plan. In effect, you're buying insurance so that you can have insurance,
right,
down the road.
And all sorts of resources, as you mentioned. You've done three or four weeks with Walton Francis.
Right, and David Snell was on the radio. That's right. They can also
click on your turn. We'll have those links,
federalnewsradio.com/DorabeckInsider,
so folks can find them nice and easy.
Yeah.
The columns. You've done a really good job of walking people through the steps. So
with Walt Francis's handbook, I'm the second smartest man.